This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey guys, do you like this show? Are you enjoying it? Do you want to make one of your own? Well, let me tell you about Anchor, and Jay, you can help me out. It's so easy. Anchor makes it easy to do a show like this. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that
I love it.
That allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. I love how simple it is to make content nowadays, and Anchor really makes it easy. Now you can even add any song from Spotify straight to your episodes. This is so cool. Possibilities are endless for what you can do and what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, sports, talk radio.
This is a real opportunity. I feel like the pandemic has kind of in many ways gotten us a little more creative in saying, what do we want to say? And let's move forward with that, even without the pandemic. And Anchor makes that easy for you.
Yeah, or maybe you want to do a show that the world's never heard before.
Right.
Well, get up off your butt and do it. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you as well, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. They're basically making it easy for you to do this thing. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast. What you got to do, it's so easy. Download the Anchor app, go to anchor.fm and get started. It is so easy. We love Anchor. Thank you for letting us do this.
Thank you for sponsoring our show, because again, they understand these guys are in the creativity business and they support other creative things. So we say support them because they support us.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklarbro Country, the virus edition, aka the Pandy Pods.
Aka two nice guys, lots of wise.
Yeah, aka forget that Lothario chap and his scenario of crap with the Sklar Brothers chat on the stereo app.
Boom.
Mike Huddletron, aka Huddleston, aka the aka guy, aka Old Zealand.
Yep.
We got stories, a story.
So, aka two guys who love bacon and lots of comedy in the making. That's what I like to say. So,
and ain't no faking.
Ain't no faking bacon. We're so psyched to be here. We're so psyched to give you these stories as we barrel through trying to do this show while also writing our the animated shows, the scripts for that. And it's been hard, but we enjoy doing this and we enjoy bringing this to you every day. So let's jump right into one and then we can get into other stuff we can get you guys into after the break.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we were and still are as pissed off as anyone with a brain at how the thugs at the Capitol who rioted and broke
because it's coming back now as we're dealing with the impeachment trial.
Right. And threatened the lives, were simply escorted out of the building
and allowed to just go on their merry way.
Right? I think there were thousands of them in the building, and how many arrests so far?
Couple hundred,
maybe. That felt unjust to us.
It feels unsatisfying and just unfinished.
Right. Lives need to be destroyed.
Yes.
These people need to rot in prison until they die in front of their families. Is that too much?
That is the price for threatening our democracy.
It has to be higher than like Doug Benson at Burning Man. I went to Burning Man.
I don't know.
Did you go to Burning Man?
I don't know if I ever told
you
that.
You've never mentioned that before.
I actually went for 2 years.
You went to Burning Man for 2 straight years,
yep,
or 2 separate times?
I went for 2 whole years.
Okay. I don't remember that time, but maybe we just weren't hanging out that much.
Nope.
All right. There is no way we will get every single one of these people.
We should try to.
And there, by the way, is no shortage of joy in watching them get dragged from wherever they are, whatever hole they crawl back into.
Like, wherever they go. And a lot of times it's by their own hand. It's,
yes,
by their own social media,
yes,
which makes it all the more sweet.
Right. They were so dumb about their insurrection that they gave interviews on the way
out. Yeah, they spoke to the media. That's how comfortable they felt with everything.
They posed for pictures. They didn't even hide their faces.
So now they're getting called out, Jay.
By ex-wives, by coworkers and neighbors who didn't like, you know, how loud their trucks were.
And there's been a hunt for these dummies. It's like the hunt for dumb October.
And I would be lying if I didn't say this is fun to watch.
It's beyond fun to watch.
Especially if the criminals are so dumb that they make it impossible not to find them.
Let's get to our resident idiot in this story, shall we, Jay?
Let's dig in. Okay, over the last 2 weeks,
3 weeks.
Three now. Or 4 weeks. The federal authorities have nabbed more than, I think it's probably up to like 200, 150
yep.
Capitol rioters, thanks in part to their active social media accounts.
That's what I was saying.
So essentially, idiots stormed the Capitol, attacked our freedom and our democracy, and then wisely bragged about it and shared photos on Facebook.
Photos or it didn't happen.
Right?
Photos of you wearing the Camp Auschwitz sweatshirt in the Capitol
or it didn't happen.
Lobby or it didn't happen.
Because social media always has been good to them in the past. That's why they thought they could do this.
It's
right
always
now.
Supported their racist and dangerous ideas.
It lulled them into a weird sense of security because they're like, wait, I'm in a cushion. I'm in a bubble. I'm in an echo chamber.
There's
where
no
everybody
need
supports
to believe
me.
That your beloved Facebook would ever turn on you.
Well, think again.
You're creating a digital paper trail, dummies.
That's what Randy said. So one of that leads directly to your profile.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this paper trail
You're doing
does.
The police work for the police who are on Facebook all the time.
All they have to do is like hashtag MAGA and then they're suddenly in on all these people.
Every single one.
I'm shocked.
Hashtag 1776. Boom. We just caught 40 more.
I'm shocked that the police haven't set up Facebook groups like hashtag we did something illegal.
Or come and get us.
Or here's the evidence against
That's
us.
Right.
Check it out. Friday, January 8th, the trend of dummies outing themselves continued as the feds revealed one rioter, John Lolos, was arrested after he got booted from a flight,
mm-hmm.
and an airport cop recognized him from a photo on his Instagram feed.
Whoops. Whoa, that's a lot to say in one sentence.
If you're trying to escape Washington, okay, and not wanting to be called out as a riotous thug, maybe tone down the loud airplane chanting.
That's right.
When you're sitting on a flight, you should be sitting there going like, laughing to yourself that you got away with it. That's not what this guy did.
By the way, this guy could have been chanting Lady Gaga and still gotten booted from the plane. People don't want to hear chanting on a plane. It's been a year since we've been on a plane, but I'm telling you.
No one wants to. Anytime someone gets like too loud on a plane, we all look around and we're like, what the fuck are you doing?
Get away. And now that people can like spit in your face or expectorate in your face, people are weaponized way more. They're far more dangerous.
So if you're on a train and you're vomiting up.
Like, or a plane.
Or a plane and you're vomiting up like Trump phrases and you're getting out of control on the plane. You're going to stick out. People are going to be like, that's the guy. Get that guy out of here.
It's like, where are the Delta employees who dragged that Chinese guy off the plane?
That would have been great. We need that. We need a little roughing up right now.
This guy was on a Delta flight.
Leaving Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. Isn't that sort of symbolic that they were leaving the Reagan area
That's
to another
right, leaving
area.
Reagan behind.
On January 8th, after repeatedly yelling Trump 2020 and disturbing his fellow passengers.
I guarantee you, like, it wasn't that was
it
disturbing.
It wasn't the yelling that was just disturbing to him.
No.
It was the fact that he probably hadn't showered since before the insurrection 3 days earlier.
It was the MAGA cape that he was trying to stuff above his seat on
like
top of someone's bag.
Top somebody else's bag.
Just jamming it in there.
Someone on their laptop bag. Lolos was waiting at the gate for...
Their laptop bag.
So they took him off the plane and they said, you got to wait in the airport. You're not allowed to be on this plane.
Right.
So then he's waiting in the airport for a later flight. While he's waiting at Metropolitan Washington Airport Authority, a police officer spotted him, was scrolling through his Instagram. Now I'm glad that they do that, by the way.
That's right.
Have you ever seen a cop in like somewhere just scrolling through Instagram?
And you're like, what's this guy doing?
Are you taking a break?
Is he doing his job? Yeah, this guy's doing his job.
He's actually doing like, no, he's catching criminals.
That's right.
He's catching criminals.
He's doing research, bitch.
So he spots through right outside of a Cinnabon with like the waft of Cinnabon in his nose. He's like, wait, this dude?
Yeah.
This guy? Spots him.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know, he's digging into a Cinnabon as he's scrolling through.
Yeah.
The cop's like... See, now this is the thing. Like, I remember, like, on the Kroll show, they did that sketch where they were, like, the new Top Gun, and they're just, like, flying drones from inside of, like, an office park.
Essentially it.
Like a cubicle.
Cop work now, there's not a lot of footwork
especially
done.
When these guys are doing all the setup work. That's you just right. need people to be scrolling through social media.
That's it. Can you do this? You're a cop.
He came across a video of several rioters leaving the Capitol, including the one man in front of him waving a Trump 2020 Keep America Great flag that was hooked together with an American flag. Keep it great.
Keep it great.
Like it's been going so great.
Yeah.
Like keep millions of people filing for unemployment. Is that what you mean by keep it great?
Hundreds of thousands of people dying of the virus? Sure.
Every day? Is that what you mean by keeping it great?
Keep racism alive? Yeah.
Is that what you mean by keeping it great?
Let's keep it great.
Let's keep
it great. Just checking.
Okay. We did it. Yeah. We stopped the vote, the man said.
No, you didn't.
That's actually, no, you didn't do any at all.
You didn't do any of it.
You didn't stop any vote. It still happened without you. You should know that by now.
Trump isn't your secret president who's going to get sworn in on March 4th.
You didn't do anything. You didn't do anything.
The only thing you did do was identify yourself to
that, a cop at the airport who's scrolling through Instagram while he's eating Cinnabon.
You managed to awaken millions of people who were asleep at their own wheel.
Yeah.
That's essentially you did what
nothing
you did.
You stopped nothing.
You failed.
If we did it is in reference to failing, then yes, you failed. You did it. You failed. The officer recognizes the guy from the video. Why? Because he's wearing the same shirt and the same stupid flag draped around his body.
That's his cape, man.
Dead giveaway, man. How dumb is that? Uh-oh. That's a mistake.
Yeah, you planned it out so much.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to take a break, and we're going to get more into what happened after the guy confronts him after this. This is it, man.
It's sweet, sweet justice.
It's the reckoning. I love it.
Airport justice. We'll be right back.
We talk about this all the time on Sklarbor Country, the Virus Edition. Our show is about building community. One of the things the pandemic has taken away from us is our community. And we want to find ways for us to connect live in real time. And we've got one. It's so cool. The Stereo app. It's free. You download it. You follow Randy or me or both of us. Please follow both of us. And then come join us every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific time or Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific time. And it's like an old school radio show. Randy and I start a conversation. You guys pop in with voice memos and derail us. We answer you in real time. We get into real issues, things that we can't cover on the show, postscripts to things that have happened in the show. It's a hang. You got people from all over the world coming together. And we are, as a community, coming together and finding that live. It's unlike any other performance we do. Am I right, Rand?
Yeah, it's kind of like the meet and greets we used to do after live stand-up shows, which I miss so much, that interaction, mixed with kind of the meet and greet that we do when we do the podcast on Zoom. It's like we get to listen to you guys, hear what you have to say, connect you with each other. It's so much fun. Get the Stereo app. It's free from your app store, or go to stereo.com/Randy Sklar. Follow me, stereo.com/Jason Sklar. Follow Jay. If we ever post up a link, click through that link and just join the discussion. It is, again, very interactive, very fun. Join the discussion, join the after party. Mondays at 3 p.m. West Coast time, Wednesdays, 3 p.m. West Coast time. Get that free Stereo app. Join the party. Can't wait to have you.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to the show. Sklar Brothers here. Thank you again for listening to the show. Thanks for supporting the show. Thanks for downloading the free Stereo app and checking out our conversations that we do today. As this drops on Friday, we're doing Sports Talk Friday.
3 p.m. Pacific time on Stereo.
View just from the cheap seats. Just download the free Stereo app. Follow me and Jay.
Me, Jason Sklar, Randy Sklar. Follow Dan Van Kirk while you're at it, too, because we do Dumb People Count on Tuesdays.
It's really fun. So we do Sklarbor Country, the Virus Edition on Mondays and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. We're going to do it for at least a 10-week run.
3 p.m. Pacific time,
and then 4 p.m. Pacific time on Tuesdays, Dumb People Town, then 3 p.m. on Fridays, we do Sports Talk Friday. We'll see you today, or see you on Monday or Wednesday for that. Let's jump back into the story.
When we left, we have a guy who stormed the Capitol, was so wise that he posted on Instagram videos of him, or someone posted of him doing an interview in this stupid flag that he tied into another flag, saying that he did it. Even though they did nothing.
Cop was scrolling through Instagram, found this guy
at the airport after he was booted off a plane, mind you. This guy already could have gotten out. He was out. He was on a plane. If he would have shut the hell up, he would be on a plane back to wherever he was.
Can't get out of his own way.
And it doesn't make sense because they planned so well for this event. Didn't the rioters plan so well?
Well, the rioters didn't plan that. The White House did a lot of the planning.
The White House did some amazing planning when you think about it. What's our plan? Storm the Capitol.
Then what? Storm it.
Storm the Capitol. But then what do we do?
I don't know. Walk around and then sit on people's desks and look for someone to...
Yeah, but then what? Then what do
I
we
don't
do?
Know. We'll figure it out.
Well, you didn't. You didn't figure it out.
You didn't even remember to change your dumb shirt.
Your stupid pro-Trump shirt gave you away. Isn't that ironic?
Don't you think?
It is. In a weird way, these idiots, I feel like, kind of have started to make America great again. I know this is like a weird theory about this, but they have. All we ask is that we get to see the videos of this asshole and all the other assholes dragged out of the airports and dragged from wherever they are.
All while the cops sit on one of those like airport golf carts that are just a little bit bigger. The airport golf cart is like a cop at the airport's butt. It's just a little bit
bigger.
Cinnabon out, a little bit bigger,
and
a little more junk in that trunk.
just hook them to the back and drag them through the airport. But what's so funny to me is they did try. They're like, keep America great. And they kind of made it great again by the fact of exposing. If this is the thing that takes everyone down, and this is the thing that turns all the level-headed people who kind of were under the spell but didn't really know why and thought they were against something but weren't, if this is the thing that sort of snapped people awake, then it did kind of achieve.
So a lot of people feel like what happened was a stress test on everything.
Yes.
A stress test for our democracy.
Yes, which passed.
Which passed. A stress test for our systems, mm-hmm. our branches of government, our institutions, which a lot of them passed.
Is that a theory? I mean, to me, maybe if Trump wants to save his legacy, he can come out and be like, I'm kind of like a secret shopper.
That's right.
I was sent to the presidency to test all of your systems. And guess what? All your systems work.
We got some work to do.
I had to make it believable.
It's some work to do. By the way, that is what he should spin as his narrative moving
forward.
Spin
it, dude. That's the only way people are going to accept you. If you really go into that hard, if you lean into that thing and say, like, I don't care about any of these people. I never cared for a second about these people.
I care about this country and making sure the systems are strong. I'm Donald J. Trump, and I'm a secret shopper for America.
Right? I came here to test your systems. I don't have any allegiances. All I wanted to do is see if your systems work. And you know what? A-OK. You guys got through.
You know what? AOC. All right, guys. That is a show. That's how we do it. Stay connected. Stay protected. Don't get infected.
This is not a hoax.
But we got the jokes. We will see you tomorrow. Wear a mask, everybody. Please be nice to each other. Be kind to each other. Double up that mask if you have to.
Yes.
We love doing this show for you, and we hope you like it, too. And we'll see you tomorrow. La-dee-da. La-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da. La-dee-da-da.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.